Blog Talk Radio.
Good people, it's your man Beach Bomb Gun live on the off web on this July 2nd, 2013, 11 p.m. Eastern. Of course, the off ramp where you can always voice your opinion, decide what you want to discuss about because this is your show. It's our show, it's your show, everybody's show. So if you've got something to say, something you want to get off your chest before the July 4th holiday as it approaches, feel free to call in 646-915-8680. Shout out to all of our sponsors, richbefore30.com, Marisol Insurance, MarisolJohnsonInsurance.com. Sorry about that. Messed that up. BetOnBrown.com. Go get that book. No, Rich Before 30. The Real Silver Dollar in stores now. You can order it online. RichBefore30.com. So we can get right into it. Got a bunch of stuff that I had written down to talk about, folks, and I can't seem to find my notes, but it's all right. We can talk about anything. So, a couple things that I've seen today. First off, World Star Hip Hop has to go away. Can someone please shut down that website? There was way too many disturbing videos that come off of that website for it not to be shut down. Somebody should at least have to put in a passcode to get in there. I mean, I understand the sexual nature of some of the things that's involved in that site that you can put your name and passcode in. That's fine. But some stuff just isn't necessary. Yes, it's very comedic, but some stuff just blows your mind. I watched a video today of a police officer who shot a dog. Like, the dog jumped out because they arrested his owner for just talking to a police when they put him in handcuffs. The dog jumped out the vehicle, started barking. You could tell the owner had control of his dog because the dog didn't run up and bite anybody. So another officer came by and just shot the dog. So, of course, somebody filmed it. See, the whole time you just sit there and watch the dog die. Just stuff like that just doesn't need to be seen by suspecting kids traveling the internet. Got my two partners on the line, just got in. M Extra Money, Mr. Righteous, what's poppin', fellas?
What's going on, bro?
Not much, not much. Just talking about how World Star Hip Hop has to be shut down and all websites like it.
Why?
Yeah, it's just too much on there, man. It's just, I can understand some of it's entertaining, you know. But the video you sent me of the police officer shooting a dog, some of that stuff just doesn't need to be seen. It's kids out here. Somebody got mad feedback. But yeah, some of that stuff just doesn't need to be seen, man. It's just some visuals that we just don't need in life. And I feel like if I can see it and I'm disturbed by it, there's some poor kids out here who's probably watching that, who's now going to, you know, try to stab their parents because now they're watching World Star Hip Hop.
I mean, there's no way you can shut down the site, I mean, because it's just public information. But I do understand that they should have some kind of filter on it, I guess, to make sure you put in, like, a birth date or something or verify your age. But somebody's going to complain about that, too, because the whole freedom of speech thing. So, but I think you don't think anything wrong with it.
You got to speak up a little, M. Actually, you're starting to sound mumbled.
If it's your phone,
it's
yeah.
My phone. Mr. Wright, can you hear him, clearly?
Yes, sir.
I might just be my phone there. You always got feedback. I get that it's that, you know what I mean, you know, it's kind of like the internet, you know, anything goes, I guess, but man, I don't know, some of that stuff, some of that stuff makes me not want my child to ever get on the internet, you know? Like, could you, like, I mean, the birth date seems cool, but could you imagine if your daughter got on there and saw something like that? Like, I'm not even talking about, like, the bad, like the real bad stuff, like the porn and all that. There's just some disturbing videos out there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I agree. I mean, it definitely, that stuff is kind of disturbing to see a police dog shoot, like a dog shooting, see a watch a police dog die and stuff. I think it also comes on the people that's actually loading the stuff too, though, man. Like, I mean, it's just getting, like, more worse the every time I, like, get a video. Like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I understand you got a camera and all, but some stuff you just don't need to put out. I mean, I guess you have to. I don't know. You know, like, that's one of the first thing that comes to my mind when I see that something going down, just to whip out my phone so I can record it to put on WorldStar. And I guess some people, that's their thing. That's what they want to do. That's what they find entertaining. But, I mean, you can't blame WorldStar Hip Hop because all they're doing is just putting a forum for people out like that to record that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have a conscience, so they're going to put whatever they want out there. You know what I mean? Good, bad, or ugly, whatever. You know what I mean? So, but you can't say there's all the blame. I mean, oh, my bad, Mr. Righteous. I'll let you get in here. But just a quick comment. You can't say they're absolved of blame because isn't that just enabling it? Like, shouldn't there be somebody who just be like, you know what? I don't need to show a police murdering a dog. I mean, I don't know. I mean, the video wasn't even that gruesome. But I know that there's way worse. I mean, didn't they have, my bad,
well, the
dogs, didn't they
the
just have somebody getting their head cut off not too long ago?
I don't know, but I know that dog, cause when the dog died, yeah, that was crazy, yo. Like, I felt real bad, yo. That was crazy, yo. Like, I don't know. I think that was
it was a big-ass Rottweiler, too.
I mean, he was shaking and stuff. So that was crazy, yo.
He was
what you
kicking
think,
him later. It goes with everything. When it starts out for a purpose and then eventually turns left once they start allowing people just to do whatever they want. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with like okay, for instance, when MySpace started, MySpace was just a social media site for people to connect with other people. Then it just starts turning to everything else, posting crazy videos, crazy pictures. People start meeting people, then becomes dating, then becomes music. Facebook, when that started, it was just for college students. If you wasn't in college, you could not have a Facebook page. Then they opened it up to everybody. Then it becomes this whole posting media and all this other stuff. But then they started to monitor a little bit and started shutting down certain things when it comes to certain stuff like that, something too graphic. And then YouTube hit the market, and that was just for, you know, certain videos, certain like that. But now, I mean, theirs is age restricted, so they won't let you watch it unless you have an actual account and you can prove that you're a certain age. But who can drum up a fake age? And with WorldStar, it was just for underground hip hop artists, you know, who do their videos, do their rap freestyles, whatever the case may be. And then it just, you know, people just take it too far and they start uploading all other crazy videos. And then it just, now it's just more so people uploading videos of people fighting, people getting stabbed, people getting shot, people pooping in their hands, and throwing it to the ground. You know what I'm saying? It's all kinds of crazy stuff. All, you know, kids getting beat on camera. It's crazy, but that's the world we're living in now, because everything you do is caught on camera. Whether it be a building camera, whether it be somebody holding their cell phone, everything is on camera. Everything.
But the thing is, though, so I think it's two different things. I don't mean to cut you off, because that building camera, that's kind of like they trying to catch somebody. So they'll release it because they know people are just going to go viral just because of the same things that we're talking about, and eventually somebody's going to know who that person was, and that's how they release it. So that's what the purpose.
Right. But you got to think, too, there's a YouTube, on YouTube, there's a FBI or police channel too, where they got, like, you know, the video surveillance of stuff actually happening, and you can actually go in there and look at actual videos that stuff happened with them doing arrests or people being shot at and stuff like that. So I mean, I guess it's out there. I mean, it's not much you can really do. You can't really shut them down unless they're doing something illegal. And with WorldStar, I mean, this is people who just go in there they got a page. They just upload the videos that they have from their phones. That's why a lot of them be screaming, World Star," which is annoying as hell. The hell you got to scream this dude? He already getting paid for it. You're not getting nothing. You're not getting no money from this, from uploading on this dude's page. He's getting all the money from all the advertising. You're not getting nothing.
Right.
Whereas on YouTube, at least you can monetize it on YouTube, and you do it on YouTube page, which sometimes they do too. If it's on WorldStar, 9,000% it's on YouTube because somebody took it from YouTube and then uploaded onto WorldStar.
So are we at the point where we need a national regulation system for this type of stuff? Because I'm all about freedom of speech, freedom of art. I know, you know, a lot of people have, you know what I mean, they want to express themselves, and people should have their individual freedoms. But it's getting to the point where every phone, every camera is invading someone else's privacy. Sometimes it's good, you know, you catch police brutalities and all this stuff. Right. But, like, to post certain things on the internet just because, it's getting a little touchy. And, I mean, I'm kind of torn because I don't want to take, you know what I mean? Like, if I want to film something, I want to film something. If I want to put it on the net, I want to put it on the net.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I mean, I feel like there should be something regulatory. I mean, just like I said, like, the whole, it was Facebook where they had some dude getting his head chopped off. Like, they posted that. Like, you could watch that online.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
system that stops people from seeing stuff like that.
Well, I mean, I've seen, I mean, on WorldStar, I mean, like you said, I mean, I've seen, you know what I'm saying, in one country where the woman was being disrespectful and the dude shot her in the back of the head. I done seen dude was put in a police holding area. I don't know how they never pat this dude down. They didn't pat the dude down. He pulled the gun out of his back pocket and shot himself in the head. Like, it was just like, it's crazy stuff, but I mean, it's going to be tough to regulate that stuff, because then now you're going to start putting rules and regulation on everything. And so now when everything happens and people don't like it, then you're going to put rules and regulations and everything. Then it's going to become to the point where you can't do nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be, everything is going to be so regulated that you have to follow the rules on some old craziness. Now you can't even walk the street without even having a permit or something like that. So
My bad, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you good. I was done.
No, I mean, that's the thing. That's why I think that it should be sensible regulations. It's sort of the same way. Like, the same thing that you're talking about, the same argument made for guns. It's like, no one's saying that you can't have a gun. So no one's saying that, but they want you to have a license to carry that motherfucker. Like, make sure you know what you're doing to use it. And it's the same thing. It's like people get up in arms talking about, I got a Second Amendment right to carry a gun or own a gun, but nobody's saying that you can't do that. No one's saying that you don't have that right. They're just saying that they want you to be educated. And they don't make the same argument about why I'm getting a license, why I'm getting a ticket because I don't have a license. No, no one says you don't have a right to drive, but everybody doesn't complain about having a driver's license. Right. And so the same argument's made about your freedom of speech. No one's saying that you can't post anything, but at the end of the day, you know, like, if I'm in an altercation, what gives you the right to record what my altercation is? You know what I mean? Well, you can say, well, I got a right to do it. Well, then you're invading my privacy. And then it's like, well, and then when I do something because you're invading my privacy, well, did I have a right to really do that because it's my privacy? It's like it's a, you know what I mean? So that's it's a never-ending thing, and nothing's going to get resolved because they're going to go to this little constitutional argument, and it's like everybody's kind of like, you know, go right back there. But it's common sense. Some stuff is just common sense. But in this country, like, we don't pass anything that's common sense.
Yep.
That's why
sometimes I'll be skeptical, because sometimes I'm like, I'll be seeing some crazy stuff when I'm out and I want to put a video. But if I post it, yo, I might get sued for some shit like that, because some people can sue you for defamation of character with some stuff like that. Just like the one lady, she was texting on her phone, right? And they caught her on, I don't know, y'all probably saw it. They caught her on video texting on her phone, but she wasn't paying attention and fell into the water tower. So everybody was laughing at her. But the security guard, you know, the little water fountains where you throw the quarters in, she fell into that joint because she was texting and walking and not paying attention. But the security guard of the place that worked there, he caught her on video doing it. So she sued them for defamation of character, but she didn't win. But I mean, that's the stuff you would have to go through, because, you know what I'm saying, it was her fault. She shouldn't have been texting and walking in the mall and walk into the water fountain and fell.
Yeah, that's hilarious. There's no way you could get away with that lawsuit. If I'm texting and not paying attention and I fall into a watering hole and someone gets that on camera, that's just on me, y'all. There's no way you should be able to sue. Hey, that case should be thrown out as soon as it's filed.
Oh, she didn't win. She didn't win at all. They threw that joint out like a couple weeks afterwards because it was her fault. She was texting and walking at the same time. Like it's just crazy, man. I mean, like even like with police now, it's to the point now. Like some places they have cop cams where they have to wear the cameras on either their shirts or on their hats. So that way, when they make an arrest, so that way they can know that the chiefs and all of them know that they're going through the proper steps when they make an arrest and stuff like that. Because, you know, people making false allegations about the police doing this, doing that, and the third. So, I mean, everything is under surveillance now, man. It's just, you know, it's one of the things. It's like, damn if you do, damn if you do, damn if you don't. But you know. And that's what the whole thing with the paparazzi type stuff. They do the same thing. They put everything on video. They catch you on video. If you trip and fall, they got that on video. TMZ put it all out.
Right.
There. What's the name? It was just in court for putting up. I think they put a law together. If the media or the paparazzi comes anywhere near people's kids, that they can get some time in jail or something else like that. Some craziness or these crazy fines or something like that. If they even caught taking pictures of these people's kids and stuff like that. I just don't know
how that paparazzi stuff isn't stalking. Like, how isn't that stalking? If you're following me from point A to point B to C, like, why can't I say that you're stalking me? Aren't you essentially stalking me if you're waiting outside my home for me to leave? If every time I go to the grocery store, you're following me. If I go to the mall, you're following me. If I go back home, you're here. Like, why isn't that stalking?
You know, it is, man, and that's why I say that the paparazzi stuff should be regulated. The only time that should be bothering me is when I'm working. Movie premieres, red carpets, promoting CDs, music, stuff like that. But if I'm out with my family and I'm just trying to eat a dinner with my kids, why I got to have a camera in my mouth while I'm chewing on my sandwich? Look how he eats his sandwich, and they put it all over the news. Oh, my God, he eats like a slob.
Right. Oh, no, it's crazy.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think that paparazzi stuff will bother me. Maybe it's because I'm not popular. But, I mean, like, if all they're doing, I mean, because I've never seen it actually happen, but if all they're doing is taking pictures, like, they're not touching you. I mean, I get the questions are probably annoying, but you can just ignore someone talking to you. Like, they're really not doing, like, how did Kanye ran his dumb self into a pole. Because he had his head down because he was trying to avoid them taking pictures. Like, just walk and they're going to take their pictures. I feel with M. Extra Money saying that. That does sound like stalking. You'd think you'd have a case. But they're not doing anything to you. Like, they're not touching you.
Yeah, it's
right.
Not,
I mean, my bad.
But, like, I get the pictures thing. I get the pictures thing. But I can, but with basically Mr. Rice saying, that should get annoying. And maybe it's not. But just imagine you walk out your house, you got 50 people just taking pictures of you, you just trying to get in your car. Then you get out your car, the same 50 people are in front of you, and you just like, you can't walk in your pace that you want to walk in because they're in front of you. And so, but to avoid touching them, and then you can't make a quick right because they're on the side of you. You can't make a quick left because they're on the other side of you, and they're in the front and the back. So if you turn around, they're in the back of you. Now they're in the front of you. Like, how annoying would that be? Like, okay, the first time you make it big, okay, hey, fellas, what's going on? But after, like, the fifth time, you know, you're going to be like, yo, can I just walk the way I want to walk, yo? Like, can y'all just leave me alone? Like, how about this? How about I just open up a photo shoot so you can take as many pictures? But just let me, for today, you know what I mean, go to the grocery store without y'all following me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, come on, dog.
But there's certain, like, people who don't get hit. Oh, good.
But I'm just saying that if I made it big, yo, I'm going to be world famous, yo. Like, so I ain't saying I'm gonna be like no B-list star, yo. I'm talking about like A-list star. I mean, I don't know about you, but you know what I mean, I'm waiting on my A-list debut, you know what I mean?
Yo,
I'm not trying to be a B-lister out here.
But sometimes,
I mean, there's
crazy,
people
though,
like Denzel Washington who don't get hit by the paparazzi. Like, Denzel don't get caught in the streets. His kids ain't all over TV and all that.
But you know, because you know why? Because these people, those people like that, like him, his caliber, probably don't go out because of it. they probably sneak in and out of spots real fast and be done with it. You know what I'm saying? That's a lot of going through back doors and all that other stuff. So they sneak in and sneak out, and they know how to get in and get out without being seen. Some of these people don't know how to do that because you got to think about the people around you. Who's giving these people my information on where I'm at all times, when I'm getting off the plane? Like, how do you know that this person is getting off the plane? How do you know this stuff? All that stuff comes with it. You know what I'm saying? Like one time when Whitney Houston died and Bobby Brown landed, and they knew he landed, yo, he couldn't even walk through the airport. It was so many people around him that he literally started pushing people out there. And the dude was like, don't push me, don't push me. Well, fool, get out of my way. I'm trying to get to the car so I can leave. And you in my way. I can't get to my car because you in front of me walking. Get out of my way so I can walk. And then they want to sue.
Same thing. That's what happened with it. Was that Princess Diana? She was trying to get away from these people, and she crashed because they was chasing her. Why are you chasing me, man? You taking them pictures? Why are you still following me? What do you want? A dollar?
they killed her, yo. She didn't die in it. She didn't die because the paparazzi was chasing her. They said somebody killed her, yo.
Yeah, I thought that was a conspiracy, but it's a very good one, though.
Yeah, I mean, it could be a lot of things surrounding that, man. You know, the conspiracy theorists, man. They got a lot of thoughts on how that happened or whatever, how that was supposed to happen. So you don't know because it's always two sides to a story. And so it's one of the things like, wow, really? So I don't know, man, but. You know, if you want to be a part of the A-list crowd, M Extra, you got to join that elite club, man. Get that big money.
Yeah, I know, right?
Don't take me with you, though. I'm good.
Yeah, I was gonna let I will let Beach Bum Gum walk in front since he want everybody to take pictures of him.
If I ain't got to do nothing gay or kill nobody, I'd join the Illuminati. She's like nothing but benefit.
Yeah, you got to think, though. You got to think. You're putting your family at risk with all that crap, too, man.
How am I putting them at risk? She's like, everybody who joins is rich.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but all the ones that speak out against it, somebody get plucked off.
Why am I speaking out against them? I'm joining them. I'm all in.
Yeah,
we all in.
Yeah, but right. when you start feeling bad about it, all the stuff that you've been doing, you're like, I'm not feeling this, man. It's just not cool.
I've been broke all my life. I ain't gonna feel bad, rich. As long as I gotta kill nobody or be gay, yo, I'm good.
You good, huh?
If I gotta be gay, I'd rather be broke and straight than gay and rich. You know? I seen what comes out of my booty hole. I ain't going to nobody else's. But that's just me. If people like that, then that's their decision. But I'm just talking about me.
I feel you. I don't know. Yeah, that's all crazy, though. Yeah.
Yeah. But, I got another quick story. We really got about 5-6 minutes left. Yeah. Anything y'all want to talk about, though, before I shoot this story up here?
Nah, man.
Yo, so in around my way, right, there was a dude who was paralyzed from the waist, from the neck down, right? So he had a nurse, right? Nurse every day came in, you know, brushed the teeth for him, all that good stuff. In the middle of the night, his nurse cut the power off, right, in his house.
Mm.
Walked in there, beat him up, and then left. At 7 o'clock in the morning, came back and was like, oh, what happened to you? And called the police. How crazy of a story is that?
Hold on. So he knew that it was her, obviously.
Huh?
I said, obviously, he knew that was her.
Yeah, because that's what his whole thing was. I'm paralyzed. I'm not retarded.
Right.
Like his mind works, he knew it was her, but then she came back at 7 o'clock in the morning, like she didn't know what happened. Just beat him down. You know, took like $500 from him. You know.
But then she realized that he can't feel it. I mean, although he could see her, but he, like, what are you beating on him for? You can't feel it.
Nah, she was beating him in the head, yo.
Oh, wow. Man, that's crazy. I thought she was gonna do some more crazy stuff to him, but she went in there to beat him, and he came back like, "Oh, what happened? Fool, you beat me."
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, but did y'all see? But did y'all see the dude who took the little baby off the cart and held her at the knife point at the Walmart down in Oklahoma?
Heck no.
What happened with that? So it's a black dude. A black dude walks into a Walmart. You see him on video just pushing the cart. Walks up to his white lady, takes her 2-year-old out of her cart, holds the knife to the girl's throat. And the mom's like calling the police as she's like following them like through the store. A dude blocks them. They call the police. Police gets there, give him a chair, trying to talk him out of it, right? And then he holds the knife to the 2-year-old's throat and starts the countdown. Like, starts counting down. Then all of a sudden, the officer, like, one distracts him. The other officer just pulls his gun out, walks right up to him, and kills him. Point blank.
Wow.
It's like, it's all on TV. Like you see the officer kneeling down trying to talk him out of it. And then word is that he started a countdown. So then next thing you know, you see the officer get off his knees and then just walks over to the side of him and just plucks him and then takes the girl out of his arms.
Wow.
Kills him right there. Like, the good question is,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
My question is that, okay, they was like, so they were saying that they felt like, you know what I mean, he had the gun to the knife to the girl's throat. Nothing they can do, so they're going to pluck them. But my thing is, you know, like, while I probably agree with that, but, like, I don't know, like, I'll be scared as shitless if that was my, like, yo, you just shot my girl, my baby's in the dude's arms, yo. Like, granted, nothing happened to her, she came unscathed, but I'm like, yo. Like, couldn't you tase him or something? Like, you know what I mean? Like, did it halfway? Like, he's holding the knife to, like, you know how close that is? Like, I mean, granted, I guess they're supposed to be accurate, I guess, you know what I mean? But, yo, like what if he flinched or something? That could have been my kid, you know what I mean? Like, oh,
right.
That was just crazy.
Well, I guess it probably happened so fast. I mean, I don't know. I guess I'd say what I was going to say originally was it's good that it happened that she was only 2 years old because she's not going to remember it. Certain people are probably going to tell her what happened to her. But you're not. I mean, do y'all remember anything from when y'all were 2 years old? Because I don't.
Nah, but that shit might pop up in a dream or something, you know.
About three is probably my earliest memory.
I don't remember nothing from then either.
Yeah, I was going to say, it might be that Delaware River because I don't remember nothing until about 5 or 6.
Yeah, that's me to about 5, 6.
We got big wheels. We got big wheels in D.C. Yo. We used to ride down the steps. I do remember that joint.
Yeah, they should have just hit him in the back of his head with the pistol and knocked him out or something. Damn.
And the thing is, like, you got to look at the video. It's out there. I'll try to find it and show it to y'all and send it to y'all. But, like, he got pretty damn close where, like, I think if he would have tased him, the man would have just dropped. And it was just one police. I think if they would have surrounded him, like, somebody could have, like, inched closer. Like, because, he didn't do anything. They said it looked like he was on something. Because, literally, he didn't even look at the police as he walked to the side of him. Like, they said somebody distracted him, and the police got up and walked to the side of him. He didn't even see it. So I'm like, yo, it was just a knife. Like, he could have took the butt of his gun and clocked him upside the head. He was that close. Like, the police was that close to do that, but he didn't. He just shot. But I'm just like, you know what I mean? Like, they cleared the whole store out. And if I heard gunshots and my daughter's there, yo, I don't know. Like, what's the first thing coming out your mind? You know what I mean? And secondly, I don't know how, like, what if that happened to y'all? Like, would your first reaction be like, yeah, I'm calling the police? Or if I think I'm probably trying, I don't know. Like, to me, my natural instinct would be trying to fight that dude. Like,
my natural instinct is going to tell y'all good night because we ain't got enough time. But we can talk about it tomorrow, y'all. Peace out, folks.
All right.